This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to it. This is the Capricorn Adventure, right? I go by the name of King Basha with the Winter Stock himself. It is time for the motoring experience, and we discuss one of Mzansi's most popular hot hatches, the Polo GTI, man. And our journalists, Prashurban and Naidu, recently had the pleasure of driving this little pocket rocket. He'll share his hot, his thoughts on it and what makes the Polo GTI special, provide a helpful motoring tip, and introduce the Soulful Jam of the Week. I'm so excited about this. As you know, I'm a GTI lover. So, yes, he goes by the name Prashurban Naidu. Welcome back, Prashurban. How are you doing?
Bash, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yes. Feels so good, man. Thank you so much for taking your time once again. I'm so excited, Prashurban. I am so, so excited because I need us to break it down. You know, could one say that the Polo GTI is a natural-born stunner in that regard? Is it a yay or is it a nay?
Yes, in that regard, it's a yay indeed. I must admit, when I saw the car, I was actually quite fancied it. It looked quite gorgeous. Ours came in this blue reef metallic color, paired with those stylish 18-inch diamond-cut wheels, GTI badges galore. And another mention was the IQ driving lights, I believe, that illuminated tail light in front. It really looked quite mean, quite aggressive. I really didn't think it was going to be all that exciting, but it proved my point wrong.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Now, let's speak about the drive, Prashurban. Was it, fun? Was it thrilling? Tell me about the experience of that car.
Absolutely. This little pocket rocket is blessed with enough VUMA, pushing out about 147 kilowatts and 200 newton meters of torque, paired with a 2-liter turbocharged motor. So it has enough gumption, grunt, very addictive, I must admit, King Bash, especially the VRPA acoustics. It's like a baby Golf HETI in a compact form. That's how I could sum it up. And I think my favorite aspect was, of course, the power. Fuel-wise, of course, if you put in the pedal to the metal as I was, it's 10 liters per 100 kilometers. But truthfully, it's meant for the petrol head who just wants that VRPA magic.
Amazing, amazing. I know that magic and I love it so much. But now I know this will get us, it might just take our energy levels down because of the price. So what's the price of the Polo GTI? And is this something you'd consider, owning in the near future?
So King Bash, the Polo GTI starts from 550,000 Rand. I would like to, King Bash. However, for me, I think I'd get a bit bored, perhaps, especially if one is more older, maybe 30. This is more for a youthful kind of character, I think, when you still have hair, so to say, on the head. And I think the problem is also the quite high risk. Many thieves target the vehicle due to its components, like the lights, badges, wheels. So you always have to keep an eye out. But, it is one of the last greatest hot hatches, if I must say myself, and I think, why not? Take the risk, buy it, enjoy it. You'll be the popular guy on the road, so to say. You'll be the styler.
Most definitely. We're risking every day, Prashurban. You know what? We're risking every day. We have to do it. It's for the streets at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
True, absolutely.
So cabin-wise, give us an idea of what it's like, And honestly speaking, does the price tag, justify the product?
It's very simple inside. VW always makes the cabins quite solidly built. One would notice a lovely, sporty Golf HETI steering wheel, a lovely virtual cluster, and infotainment system is quite simple. A nice panoramic sunroof is also present, some heated leather seats for front occupants. But that's just about it, really.
Oh, okay. And let's speak about the competition, Prashurban. Who is the Polo GTI competing with?
So I think in the segment, it's quite limited, I was looking and I was thinking who would be perfect rival. So I picked one or two. In the segment, you have the Suzuki Swift Sport and the Toyota GR Yaris, which is about 800K, slightly more.
Wow.
The Suzuki Swift is about 450K starting from there. So you do have a few options in that category.
Oh, okay. Quite a few. But to round it off, let's conclude with the motoring tip and your favorite hot jam of the week, Prashurban.
Thank you so much, King Bash. So there will always be aggressive drivers on the road. Hello to the taxi drivers listening out there. Don't let them pressure you into speeding up or allow them to make you nervous. Maintain your lane, stay calm, And don't engage in aggressive behavior, even if you're a first-time driver. If another driver continues to be a nuisance, just change lanes safely or pull over when possible. And ending off with, I believe it's La Mescla, featuring Toto La Momposina.
Alrighty, alrighty. Oh, yes, that's our jam, man. Thank you so much, Prashuren. Do have a beautiful weekend ahead. And I'm sure the taxi drivers are listening, Prashuren.
I hope they do, but they must jam. Listen to my hot jam for the week.
Most definitely, Joy.
Thank you. Have a blessed one, King Bash, and listeners.
All right, and that was Prashuren Naidu. You can catch him every week on Eswatini Sunday for the latest car reviews on the block, man. Let's groove to the hot jam of the week. Stay tuned.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.